When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
All right, you ready to clap?
Yes, sir.
3, 2, 1, clap.
All well, right. that was weird.
That was a fast clap.
That was terrible, actually.
Fine.
So we do it again?
On the clap meter, that was terrible.
I don't know. It was a pretty normal clap. I don't know what you
No, you go 3, 2, 1, clap.
All right, well, got to do it again now.
Damn it.
Ready? This is just for the extras. Put this at the end of the video. Okay. Ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1, clap.
Boom. See how easy that was?
That was so much better, Joe. You're going to be good. Like
that
six
was by
more
far
times,
the worst
you're
gonna
be
of the
an
three.
Expert.
All right. Here we go. Fantasy Feud for Friday. Here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1. Hey everybody, welcome into Fantasy Pros. This is Dan Harris coming to you live here. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. No, it's not. It's Joey P. It's Joe Pizzapia. I'm taking these silly glasses off because I'm not Dan Harris, and that's me getting Dan back for making fun of my intros last time Family Feud. But the worm has turned. That's right. It's a little bit different story this time around because now Dan Harris is in the game. He is not the host. No, no, no. And I know everybody was so happy to have him back, but he might regret that because on the other side looming is the monster of the Midway, or I guess the Titan of Tennessee now, Mike Tagliere. So here we go. The Fantasy Feud is on. Dan Harris, let's start with you here and just kind of bring you in. I know you're knee-deep in baseball with me every single day of Fantasy Pros, and now you're trying to get up, you know, all ready for your football season rankings, all this stuff. But Dan, that's Tags on the other side. All he does is this all day long. How are you feeling going into today?
Well, first of all, I'm a little thrown off that I apparently sound like a 1940s newscaster on the radio, if that impression is accurate.
Welcome in,
my
everybody. There we go. It's going to be a great show for you.
Where we are. I should be calling horse races or something back in the, you know, give me some Seabiscuit. Anyway, I think on my absolute best day, like my best day, I would lose to Tags by like 80 points in this game because Tags is the GOAT. So I have watched the movie Little Giants six times
classic.
Over the last like 4 days just to get there that one time, right? Maybe Tags will beat me 99 times out of 100, maybe 999 times out of 1,000, but that still leaves one time. Will it be today? No, but I'm going to still try to do what I can and see where it goes. So I'm as ready as I'll ever be, which is not all that ready, but whatever. I'm here.
I am inspired. I love Little Giants. I am ready to go out there and beat those Cowboys right now. Take that, Ed O'Neill. Take
that.
Now, Tags, you know, it's funny because I feel like all the pressure's on you now because he's basically set the stage, Dan, is basically, you know, hey, look, all that one time. And Tags, this is all you're doing is football. So if you lose to Harris, then you go into the loser's bracket.
with Yates. I don't know how you feel about that. Are you feeling any pressure going into today's game?
Well, one, I might lose just so I can go against Yates so I can shut him up because I can't take it anymore. I can't listen to him anymore. However, I'm not going to let Dan win. My preparation was not as good as Dan's. I'll tell you how my preparation went. My daughter graduated this weekend, and then we took my son on the way back home. We stopped at this Air Force Museum to see a bunch of fighter jets. He loves fighter jets. So then we get in the car, get back home. Sunday, we wake up, Tennessee Air Show's in town. We go to see the air show. So we're seeing fighter jets all over the place. We get back home. Daddy, I want to watch Top Gun. So yeah. I've watched Top Gun like three times this weekend.
Wait a minute. How old is Jonathan? Five?
Four.
And he watched Top Gun?
He watched Top Gun.
Okay. Well, first of all, what were his thoughts?
Well, the thoughts are he loves watching the fire coming out of the back of him. Like, that's basically all he wants to see. He wants to see him take off the deck. He wants to see him land. Anytime they're talking, like, he didn't understand what they were being taught in a classroom. He's like, where are the jets? Like, I want to see the fighter jets. He wants nonstop action. So he's a typical four-year-old.
Did he get, like, when Goose died, was it emotional for him? Because I haven't gotten over that yet. I mean, or did you fast forward past that?
No, I did not fast forward through it. And my son's at the age where I had to take him to the cemetery to see my dad. And it was the first time he realized it. And he goes, and he's like, do you remember when your daddy died? And every time we pass a cemetery now, he says that. And it's like, fortunately, it's been a long time, so I don't get emotional all the time about it. But so anytime anyone even resembles death, he says, is he going to the cemetery? He calls it cemetery right now. So that's where we're at with it. And I said, yeah, he did die. Because he's like, the plane crashed.
I want to thank you, Tags, because you have now set up the most difficult transition ever in the history of podcasts.
It's my bad. I went to Goose. That's my bad. I mean, all right, everybody.
Jeez, from Top Gun to the cemetery. And now, hey, let's play a game of innocuous fantasy football nonsense.
My bad on that one. I'll take the L.
Hey, Dan's ruthless. He watched Little Giants. He's going to do
it. It's true. You know, In all fairness, sometimes he writes checks that his body can't cash. Let's all be aware of that. All right. I want to remind everybody, too, that Fantasy Pros Discord is open and ready to get in there. So you can have conversations like this, if you dare, with Tags and Harris and myself at fantasypros.com/chat. Again, that's Discord. You can join for free at fantasypros.com/chat. But if you're part of our premium subscribers, you get the most out of Discord with the access to dozens of extra channels, including AMAs with all of us, where we can talk about fighter pilots and 80s movies and God knows whatever else. So that being said, I think it's time to get to the game because I don't even know the last 10 minutes of this show what the heck just happened.
Are you sure you don't want to talk about some more relatives?
I think we're good right now.
You're
thanks.
Good?
I think
the Titanic sank like 100 years ago.
Yeah. Any other rashes you have, Dan, that you want to talk about today?
Suspicious moles, perhaps? Totally ready to get my butt kicked. Let's go.
All right, let's go. So we'll start with the head-to-head round here. And once again, this was a survey that went out to our Fantasy Pros peeps. And this is what the people think, not necessarily what you think, boys. So keep that in mind, and let's keep it clean as we possibly can. So I will do that first question. I will read it out loud, and you will say your name, not someone else's name. Say your name, or if you want to say Goose or Maverick, that is also fine. Dan, you would be Goose.
Tags would be Maverick
in this scenario. Yeah. So we can go ahead and do that as well, but whoever I hear first, they will get the chance to respond first. So let us begin the head-to-head round of round two of the Fantasy Feud. The first question is, name a wide receiver whose inconsistency makes him frustrating to own.
Tags.
Goose.
That would be Tags.
Tags is so much easier than Maverick, by the way. Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett is the number one answer. Tags gets it on the board. All right, Tags, that is you. That is for 34 points. Do you want to play or do you want to pass to Goose?
I'm playing for sure.
Oh, playing for sure. All right. So here we go. So here we go. Let's ask this question one more time. Let's see what your next answer is. Name a wide receiver whose inconsistency makes him frustrating to own.
Marquise Brown.
Marquise Brown is the last answer on the board for 4 points. There you go. You are doing well. You are 2 for 2. Tags, give me another wide receiver whose inconsistency just makes him so frustrating to own.
I'm going to say a player here that he should have scratched this. It should not even be on his resume anymore, but I think people still attach it to his name. So I'm going to say Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper is the second answer of the board, but just for 10. So just so you know, Tyler Lockett was definitely the guy here in this category. So you got Lockett here, Amari Cooper, Marquise Brown. Do you have another answer here to give us that is not going to be an X?
I'm going to go with Will Fuller.
Will Fuller. Oh, my goodness. Dan, you might not get to answer in this game. I just want you to know this might be you just taking an hour break. I don't know how this is going to go.
I'm ready.
It's, but then again, okay. Dan, think about this. You just need that one.
That's true.
One answer to steal all these points. So next
if
year.
If it gets there, man. If it gets there.
Well, you got two left to get. And Taz, you got three strikes to do it. So who is a frustrating wide receiver to own?
There was a lot of touchdown or bust week. So I'm going to say Mike Evans from 2020.
Mike Evans is correct. That is another frustrating one. Oh my goodness. It's almost as though he has the answers, which
I've named. I had like when it happened, I started like mentally making a list. He's just checking them off.
We've got three shots for one. We play the game.
We know who's frustrating to own. The one that I didn't think was going to be on there was Amari. I was hoping he wouldn't be on there because he was one of the most consistent receivers in fantasy last year. So was Fuller, by the way. I'm gonna dig deeper on this one. Marquez Valdez Scantling.
I'm sorry, he is frustrating, but not enough to make the list. That is one strike for you, Tags, right now. So you still got two left with one to get. So the ratio's on your side. Give me a wide receiver that is frustrating to own.
Chase Claypool.
Chase Claypool was indeed frustrating to own, but not according to all the people. That is incorrect. You got 1-1 now, so I hope you have that other one ready to go here, Harris, because you might have a chance to steal.
I've got a few choices.
Let's go here for the marbles. Can you give me that last name here, Tags?
Wide receiver,
that's frustrating to own.
He's been frustrating over the last couple of years, is for sure. So I'm going to go with Juju Smith-Schuster.
He has been frustrating, but not enough to the people. I'm sorry, that is three. Perhaps your hubris might be too much after all. There's one answer remaining. Danny boy, it comes back to you. So, Goose, I want to know, you've been sitting in the cockpit here. You've been thinking. You made your list of names. Give me a wide receiver that you think has been frustrating to own in fantasy.
Well, Juju would have been my choice, Tag, to be fair. So that was a good guess. I am going to say that the people have taken Robert Woods.
All right. I want to give one more answer when you're done, Joe. So don't tell me the answer afterwards.
You're such an overachiever. Right. You really are.
I think I figured it out.
You probably have Dan Harris. I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
All right.
Not going to happen for you. Tags gets all the points. Go ahead, Tags.
Was it Sammy Watkins?
No, it actually wasn't. Okay. It was somebody that you have a blind spot for. So I knew you weren't going to get this name. Because you still love this guy, and I am not as big of a fan as you. Does that help you with a hint?
Are you talking about Odell Beckham?
I am talking about Odell Beckham.
Okay. When he's on the field, he's really good. So it's not really it's more like injuries have made him inconsistent.
That was terrible by me. Because originally I had like Odell, and then I was like, well, you know, he was out, you know, basically for last year. So I'm not going to really – maybe he's not at the forefront on everybody's mind.
As soon as I saw these names, I knew Tags was not going to say Odell, and I thought maybe Harris could swipe this away.
Choked.
But you got to trust your gut, Harris.
All right,
so round one is in the books. That is 63 points over to Tags.
Oh, 63. Goodness. Well, it was like 30 for you guys in the first couple of rounds.
Well, I mean, it's just...
It's the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
That's the way it goes. All right, so let's move on now to the next question. Let's see if you can bounce back here. You got still a lot of game left to go.
Fine.
Name a quarterback that you think is undervalued at this point in the offseason. That would be Tags.
Ryan Tannehill
is on the board, but he is the fourth answer. Harris. Now, this clearly happened before the weekend. I just want you to know this all went out. So maybe that would have been the right answer now, but not so much. Dan Harris, can you give somebody a quarterback that's being undervalued above Ryan Tannehill?
What number was Tannehill, by the way?
He was number 4 for 7 points.
I'll go with Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford is the number one answer.
Are you kidding me?
Excellent. Just like that.
Excellent.
Wee. Okay.
I just looked at he's number 11 in ECR right now. How is that undervalued?
It's what the people say.
What's Tannehill?
Tannehill is
13.
Okay. That is undervalued, to be fair. That's absolutely correct. Okay. I'm going to play.
You're going to play it out?
I need to be able to at least play here with this whole thing. Okay. All right. So, all right. Top six, Joey?
Top six. One, two, three, four names remaining here.
I really have to pull up ECR.
Okay. So give me a quarterback that is undervalued after this offseason?
I will go with Joe Burrow.
That is the number two answer. Ooh, my goodness. It's like Goose is getting ready to get cooked. All right, next one here. Dan Harris, can you give me a third quarterback in a row? You still got all your strikes remaining. What's it going to be, Dan?
3D reverse chess I'm trying to do here with this. I'll try not to. I will go with, before the trade, I will go with Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan is not on the board, unfortunately. Fine. That is strike number one.
It's okay.
You still got plenty left in the tank here. All right, give me a quarterback, Dan, who is being undervalued this coming offseason.
I will go with Tua.
Tua is correct. He is the last one, but 5 points nonetheless for you. So you got that on lockdown. So let's go, Dan Harris. Can you do it? Can
How many you run the left? Table?
You've got two answers left and two strikes left. So the margin for error is thin.
Okay. I will go with Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield is not. Good answer. But he is not one of these quarterbacks that's listed here by the people. Two quarterbacks remain. One strike remains.
Okay.
Can you do it?
I'm going to go with Justin Herbert.
I'm sorry, Justin Herbert is not undervalued.
Okay.
So that is three strikes. You are out. Tags, this is yours to steal here.
Can
you do it? Can you name one of the two remaining quarterbacks that's being undervalued this offseason in the NFL?
Oh, I sure. I have two guys it's down to right now, and it's like trying to decide which one I want to go with is tough.
You've had a lot of time to think about this. You complain about everybody else getting time, and
you
now
you very much complain about everybody
else. It's a lot of hemming and hawing.
You guys are talking now. I'm going to say.
Go ahead.
Trevor Lawrence.
No, Trevor Lawrence is not
the
on
other
the
guy.
Board.
It's going to be the other guy. The other guy's going to be on there.
Who's the other guy?
It's Kirk Cousins.
No, he's not on there either. Nope. It's Carson Wentz with the third spot with number 8 points, and Ryan Fitzpatrick with 5. So
fifth.
There you have it.
Interesting.
Look at that.
I thought maybe about Wentz, but just from so much anger, right, last year,
right.
Tags, could you just hear about how much fantasy managers hated Wentz and were so angry that I can't imagine they're coming in and being like, hey, I wanna take my shot with that guy despite the trade. So that's why I didn't go there. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
So 26 points for Dan Harris in that board. It's something.
Not a shutout.
You're on the board. You've avoided the shutout. The very least, that's what you got here.
Yep.
So that is good for you. And as we take a quick break here, if we may, I want to remind everybody, if you've been keeping up with our content here, you'll know that we're huge fans of Underdog Fantasy and some exciting contests that have been going on right now. Atop the list is Best Ball Mania 2 tournament, the biggest best ball contest in history with $3.5 million in total prizes, a ridiculous $1 million prize to first. And for you basketball fans, they've also got contests running throughout the NBA playoffs. So head over to Underdog Fantasy, use the promo code FantasyPros, and you'll receive a free contest entry with your first deposit. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code FantasyPros. Claim your entry today. All right. Now, actually, I got to redo this. It's not 26 points. It is actually less than that. I'm sorry. I was off on the math. I didn't have the... What did you do last
abacus,
time, Dan?
The abacus. Never fails. Never fails. For sure. All right, what do I have?
Let me see here. Let's see.
Wow.
12 plus 9, carry the 2.
Folks,
no, you
if,
have...
you saw Yates's, if you saw Yates's post on Twitter the other day, you would know that Joey's past professional
no,
was
actually
not
is, actually, I was wrong. It's 26, so there you go. 26 points. You actually have more points. Actually, you know what? I'm going to give you 27 because Tags is a jerk. So now you have 27 points. On there. So you got an extra bonus point on the tags. So
I'll
you're going to take it. And if you win by one, now you know why.
Oh,
let's get to the next question here. There's a lot of moving parts to the fantasy feud. I just want people to understand.
Yeah,
a lot going
very
on.
Difficult.
You don't understand. You know, Dan Harris understands. Tags has no idea. He just goes and gives brilliant answers for everything.
Yeah.
All right. Next here on the questions, question number 3, name a running back that you're willing to reach for in 2021
tags.
Drafts. Tags.
He buzzes in before.
You can buzz in.
You can buzz in any time.
You can buzz in after the first two words, and he stops the question.
Fine.
Najee Harris.
Najee Harris is the number one answer. Tags, do you want to pass or play?
Play.
All right. So you've got a few other running backs here that you can name. Name one of them that you think is worthy of a reach.
How many answers are on the board, actually?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Six total
answers on the board. Six totals for all of these questions here.
All right. Well, I'm gonna assume that the people that answered this are taking my advice and saying Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
That is true. Everyone listens to you quite a bit. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is the second answer on the board. But who is the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth?
All right. Now I'm going to start to follow because I haven't really advocated for a bunch of other guys to reach for.
It's not all about you, Tags. You know, I just want to throw that out there.
Calm down. I'm going to go where the truthers are. I'm going to find out. I'm going to basically say there's a lot of guys that tell me that I'm off on this guy, so they're going to reach for him. It's Cam Akers.
Cam Akers is correct. You are a man of the people after all. Very nice. Very nice. So Cam Akers, the number four answer for 7 points on the board. You've got 3 strikes left and 3 players remaining.
There's other truthers out there for this guy. Another second year running back, Antonio Gibson.
Antonio Gibson is correct. Now you have 3 strikes and 2. That is good for 7 points. The third tied with Cam Akers answer on the board. 2 more remaining, Tags. Can you get them?
Oh, I hope so.
Running backs worth a reach in 2021.
All right. Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon is correct. Number 6 answer on the board for 6 points. 1 more. You got all your strikes. Don't choke like you did last time on the Odell Beckham one.
Wow. Calm down.
He's still one. I mean,
calm down.
Come on, Dan. I'm trying to throw him off a little bit for you. I got to get in his
head.
Fine.
I want the best. All right.
All right. So I'm going to go with the guy that, again, my top 10 running back list came out and people yelled at me about this guy. So I'm going to Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor is not on there. Okay. But yes, everyone did yell at you, which is true.
They did.
I saw all the yelling.
All right. You know what? Let's go with the guy that Joe's been propping up quite a bit. Let's go with Travis Etienne.
No, good one, but no, he is actually not. Travis Etienne, I'm reaching for, but everyone's slow on the uptake there.
Was one of the guys on my list, Tags, was one of the guys on my list.
I would have been, you know what, in all fairness, you would have been on my list as well. Tags, you got 1 strike left. Boy, those strikes sure do go fast sometimes.
They do.
1 more left to go. Dan Harris over there, sitting, waiting, hoping that you get this wrong. Give me last running back that is worthy of a reach in people's minds in 2021.
So tough. I think I'm gonna go down the board a little bit here. I'm gonna say Trey Sermon.
No, it is not Trey Sermon. Another good one, though. Another one of my guys. I like these late running backs. Take some shots on some dudes, see what hits.
It's
a way to go. Yeah. Harris, here you go, buddy. You have now 1 name left here for the running back that it's okay to reach on in 2021. Can you give me this name?
I have a few names. I'm going to go with one. I'm going to go with J.K. Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins is incorrect. I am so sorry, Dan Harris. It was so close. Another good answer, but unfortunately incorrect. That means that 55 points go over the Tags. Not good. Not a good look.
Not good.
Not good, Bob.
Not good. Right, not a good. It's not good. It's good only that. Austin Eckler was the last name.
I was debating him. Okay.
I was debating him too. Yeah.
Well, too bad nobody said him.
Yeah.
Take all those debates and throw them out the window.
I figured it was going to be somebody. I was kind of looking in the like 10 to 18 range in my ranking. So, right, it was like there's Mixon, Akers, Harris, Dobbins, Gibson, Eckler. And I was like, oh, I don't know. But yeah, that's fair. Very fair.
All right, so 118 to 27 right now. Ooh. That is the board.
This is where we quintuple the points, right?
This is where quintuple would be the absolute proper nomenclature for what we're going to need to do. But that's okay. Look, I like playing it out for real. That's what I like to do.
Yes, that's fine.
Tags, if you would like to throw Dan Harris a bone, I will let you in this fourth question. If you want to play for double the points, or you want to keep it as is, it's up to you. I will let you run this show.
I mean, typically what happens in Family Feud is that you would get the first 2 rounds. I think it's the 3rd round is double the points. So we could do that. 3. Yeah, we could do it.
We usually, and to be fair, and I'm not advocating for it because frankly, Tags deserves to win this. Tags is the GOAT regardless. But usually we do double the last round for points. I didn't with you guys because doubling it might have completely
Dan, put it out. When Pisapia was on here as a guest...
Yeah.
We actually like tripled
Watch
his
it,
points.
Taglier.
You tripled his points?
We tripled his points.
I'll double. I'll double. Because I'll double because Tags. I don't want Tags to be ahead by 2 minutes. I don't want Tags to win 700-27. Do I have 27?
You have 27.
So. When Will watches this on YouTube, he's going to be super impressed. Okay?
I never asked for my points to be tripled, my friend. Right. And yet here I am anyway with you all the time.
Let's double it.
Who got the last laugh after all? All right, let's move on to this last question. This could really change the dynamic. I have doubled all the points, so let's
see
what
happens. I'm not even
going to
bother ringing in. I'm going to let Tags just ring in after
first word
words.
I say, he's just going to say Tags pretty much.
So. Okay, I don't mind.
All right, name a player. You should just say Dan before I even start. Yeah. All right, ready? What? Here we go. Name a player you think hit his absolute fantasy peak in 2020. Tags.
David Montgomery.
David Montgomery is on the list, but he is the fourth person on the list. Good for 16 points. His absolute peak. Could somebody, Dan Harris, have hit a higher peak that will never get back to the top of this mountain?
Oh, boy. So it's any player. It's not a running back.
It's any player. A fantasy player that has hit their peak in 2020. Can you do better than David Montgomery?
Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs is on the list, but unfortunately, he is the last one. He is number eight. Tags, you have control of the board. Do you want to let Dan Harris talk today at all, or you want to just keep going?
Wait, y'all think Stephon Diggs peaked? He didn't finish number one?
Y'all think that? Yeah, is that what y'all think?
All right, I'm playing.
I think Tags getting a little saucy here.
I'm playing.
It's fine. Right. I love it.
You guys are bananas, Stephon Diggs.
Now. All right, Tags is not happy.
Chill out.
With the people right now.
Stephon Diggs has an Antonio Brown ceiling. He really does.
I'm not going to fight you on this, but this is what the people say, not what you or I say.
All right.
It's the general consensus. So name another player that peaked in 2020. Tags, you got three strikes, and you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 players left to go.
If this is not the number one answer, now that I've had time to think about it, I'm going to punch someone. James Robinson.
I would have liked to have seen you try to punch somebody, but it is the number one answer.
It better be.
The virtual punching. I don't know where that's going to happen or how that happens. But if you want to, you can find him on Twitter and you can get a virtual punch from Tags anytime you like. All right. Give me another one here. You got three more on the board.
All right. So now that we don't even know if this fellow's going to have a quarterback, had obviously a big
fella. You talk about me sounding like an old time news announcer. What about this fella?
All right.
This boy, Sean, might not have someone to throw the ball to.
I'm going to go with Robert Tonyan.
That's a good one. Yeah. Unfortunately, is not what the people said, so that is not on the board, so that is a big old X.
Very good answer.
So you got two strikes and three names remaining.
I'm going to stick with the tight end. I'm going to go Logan Thomas.
You love these tight ends, but unfortunately, they do not love you back.
How dare you?
Come on.
I take that as a personal shot. All right?
That's your guy.
How dare... I'm walking off. I'm done.
By looking at the scoreboard, one might have thought that happened already.
I mean, who cares? I'm not even here anyway. So.
All right, let's go to number three. You got one more here. Dan, look.
This is actually a very difficult question.
It doesn't get any better than 2020 now for this player. Who is it, Tags?
This is a different type of answer.
Try not to name a tight end, by the way. I think you're kind of going in the wrong place here.
Well, I don't know if you want to give me that
don't
advice.
Don't give him any hints. No.
To be fair, though, I'm going to give the answer that I was going to give all along. Like, here is that it's out of the box because he can't top it because he broke a freaking record. Travis Kelce broke records last year. That was the peak of his performance. It's not getting better than that.
So Travis Kelce is your answer, eh?
Yes.
Your love affair with tight ends is not going to pay off here, my friend. So that is a third strike. So no, it's the people still love Travis Kelce.
Oh man, I'm an angry elf now.
Harris, man, this is it, baby. This is big time for you. Right here, you can take the points that are on this board. All you got to do is give me one name who hit their peak last year. It can't possibly get better for whatever reason people might think. Dan Harris, who is that person?
Oh, God, I hate this answer. I have two, but I'm going to give one. Go with your gut. Miles Gaskin.
No, it is not Miles Gaskin.
Was Mike Davis on the list? Because Mike Davis.
No, stop naming names now. You're just
embarrassing. Was Nelson Aguilar on the list?
No, stop it.
Was it tight end on the list?
At least you know you weren't close.
Curtis Samuel, was he?
Curtis Samuel
is not on the list. You guys want to do this all day, or should
I tell
you
the ones? No, just go ahead. I want to know the names, though.
Just tell us.
All right. The remaining names with number two, by the way, answer on the list, 22 points for Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry.
What?
People think it doesn't get any better. Everyone's talking about, he can't do it anymore. It's not good. Of course he can. He's Derrick Henry. He's a monster.
I despise that. I love our listeners and everybody who responded, but I despise that answer. Go ahead.
I despise that answer too. And if you hate that one, you're going to hate the next one too, because the next one's Alvin Kamara. That is also, you know, another one that is...
Kamara is at least a little fair, I guess.
I think is good.
You know what's funny?
Kamara was fair.
You know what's funny? Kamara's this is not at all to do with the game, but why... So Aaron Jones, people are talking about him like, oh, if Aaron Rodgers leaves, he's going to fall in the rankings. Why, if Aaron Rodgers leaves, all hell breaks loose and Aaron Jones sucks, whereas Drew Brees retires and Alvin Kamara doesn't drop in the rankings at all?
It's a good question. It is, well, it's very profound.
He dropped. Where do you have him, Tags?
Who?
Not to get off topic. Kamara.
RB6.
Yeah, six. Okay.
But I still have Aaron, I have Aaron Jones at RB7. So.
Yeah. Well, you and I have Aaron Jones higher than most people because...
I have him at seven, too.
Aaron Jones is good at football last time I checked.
He is.
Alvin Kamara is actually the number five answer for 10 points. The one you guys missed, and this is another one, blind spot, too. You want to talk about guys maybe being there, not being there. Davante Adams, people thought, hit the peak last year. That, you know, it couldn't get any better. Which I kind of wonder, maybe they're right. Year. Maybe it couldn't get better.
Look,
because that was very good. But I mean, he ain't done.
I went with Diggs, right, for my first answer. And then it was sort of like, okay, Diggs, obviously, you know, just completely exploded, changed the entire Buffalo offense. But now we're just picking outstanding players. And right. Being like, well, it's got to get worse.
That's why I didn't despise. Like the Diggs answer. That's despise. Why, yeah, for sure.
No,
the scoreboard is now 168 for Tags.
Okay.
27 for Danny Boy.
The spread was four Tags minus 468 points. So I'm covering. I have a heavy wager on it on myself. I think I'm going to be okay. All right.
All right. So now what we got to do is get to the fast money round, I believe. So remind me. Who goes first here with the
You're the host, man.
You just decide.
Protocol?
No, because we don't, because we're not on the same team. We can both give the same answer, right. So it really doesn't matter. So
it's irrelevant.
Okay, very good. All right, before we get into that, I just want to go through another read here that we've got for Omaha Steaks, because let me tell you something. I got sent the Omaha Steaks. I love me the Omaha Steaks. This is, look, summer is here. Forget it. It's 90-something degrees last weekend. It is definitely here, and that also means Father's Day is around the corner. So if you go to omahasteaks.com, type Fantasy Pros into the search bar, and order Dad the Get Out and Grill assortment, which I love. I'm a grilling connoisseur. Everybody knows that. Right now, this package is 59% off. It includes 20 entrees. He's guaranteed to love, like the ultra-juicy burgers, the plump chicken breasts. It's got sides, desserts, and four 10-ounce butcher's cut New York strips. These strips are aged for 30 days. And that's why that they just taste so delicious. Age equals tenderness, which is why Dan Harris is so kind, because he's so old.
Those apple tartlets. Oh,
I know. That's why here, you know, that's the only thing I haven't gotten to. The apple tartlets are still in the freezer. Oh, and you keep talking about the apple tartlets. So I'm going to have to bust those out.
You know what I think of, by the way? Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's fine.
I think of, you know, we're obviously fans of The Office on pretzel day when Stanley's like, I go to bed in a bed that's too small and I wake up, blah, blah, blah. But on pretzel day, I like pretzel day. That's how I feel when Omaha Steaks arrives, right?
It's true.
Like, what a terrible day. This is the worst day of my life. Then I'm like, ding dong. I'm like, Omaha Steaks.
I
like Omaha Steaks day. So,
well,
yeah.
Not only to get all that stuff, but you also get four free New York strip burgers with your order. It's selling out fast, so don't wait. Don't miss out. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak, okay, but it is the best steak of your life. So visit omahasteaks.com, keyword Fantasy Pros, get Dad the Get Out and Grill assortment, plus four New York strip burgers for 59% off today. Send Dad more than just a gift. Send him an experience that he'll love and can share with you. So you buy the Dad all the Omaha Steaks, then you go over and say, Dad, I'm coming over. Why don't you grill and we'll have some beers and hang out. That's what it's all about. So make sure you get that done before he ends up in the cemetery. Which is, you know, time where you want to spend together. I was trying to bring everything full circle, and now we're back low again, which I'm going to have to pull us out of here. But Dan Harris, since I feel like you haven't talked much in this episode or answered much, why don't you go first? Let's do this. Let's do a little fast money with you, okay?
All right.
So you got a bunch of answers here on the board.
Okay.
And we will
Tags,
see how
I assume
well
you're taking out your
I will take them out. You guys are going to message me?
All right. We'll message you when you're ready to come back.
Sounds Dan will good. Do it. I'm doing too many things.
I'm it's pulling about.
Many,
I'm
like
pulling
seven
about now.
Different things I got to do here. All right.
I mean, I messaged Yates, but.
Well, you're a better man than me.
No,
all right.
I'm not. And anyway, I'm ready. Okay, sorry.
All right. Here we go. So, Dan Harris, are you ready to start the fast money round?
Not really, but let's go.
All right. Let's try it anyway. In what round do you usually make your first risky pick of the draft?
Fifth.
Okay. What percent of the total prize pool should the winner receive in a standard redraft league?
75%.
75%. What is the largest number of teams you'd be comfortable having in a fantasy football league? Largest number of teams you'd be comfortable having 16, in a fantasy football league.
16.
From which NFL team are you least likely to draft a player this year?
The Jets.
How many weeks prior to the start of the NFL season do you finish your first mock draft? How many weeks prior to the start of the NFL season do you finish your first mock draft?
2. That's not me. That's what I think they'll say. 2.
That's what you think they'll say. All right, let's see how you did.
Okay.
Risky picks. Dan Harris.
Are you tiring it up now?
I'm going to say ones you got. Do you wait for both of them? Is that what you want to build?
Are the host, Joe.
I didn't know I had that option. I thought you
did it with you and Yates. I waited till the end. I'm so ahead of the game. I had abacus it out. Whatever
you did, abacus it out. You know what? I don't have the abacus, but you know what? I like your style. I want to be consistent. It's my first time as the host, and it's a very big deal for me. I want to make sure I do it right. So let's message tags and bring him back in.
Here, I messaged him. He's coming back in. Here he comes.
Okay.
Coming back in. Yeah, I forgot the pressure. God.
The pressure is enormous, isn't it?
It's pressure. It's a lot of it coming here.
Tags, are you ready to deal with the pressure that is the Fast Money round?
Oh, of course. This is my favorite part of Family Feud when I watch it. It's the best.
It is a good time. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. All right. So, tags. Dan Harris gave some very good answers. I believe them to be pretty solid. I don't know if it's enough to make up the ground, but
might not be.
Perhaps you fall on your face completely. I don't know. We'll find out.
Just want to cover the spread. That's all.
Covering the spread. Was it minus 420? Was that the?
Yeah, 438. But
438. Yeah. Okay. Very good. All right. Tags, here we go.
Okay.
In what round do you usually make your first risky pick of your fantasy draft?
Fifth round.
What percent of the total prize pool should the winner receive in a standard redraft league?
75%.
75%. What is the largest number of teams you'd be comfortable having in a fantasy football league?
I think the answer is 12.
Which NFL team are you least likely to draft a player from this year?
The Houston Texans.
How many weeks prior to the start of the NFL season do you finish your first mock draft? How many weeks prior to the NFL season do you finish your first
8 weeks
mock draft? 8 weeks. All right, there we go. So let us begin. Let us try to tally these up here and see where the chips fall. First risky pick. Neither of you got the number one answer, but both of you said round 5, which is good enough for number 2, but unfortunately for Dan Harris, that is not going to be good enough to gain any ground because you both said the same thing. Okay. The number one answer, by the way, was 4. So people a little bit more risky than you think out there. Any surprise there with that?
I think 4 or 5 is probably pretty around. I mean, I think for me, tags, I'm very boring and safe and risk averse. So 5th is really the first time where I'm willing to stick my neck out.
For sure.
But I understand people going.
Yeah, because typically there's I would say that there's usually 35 to 40 players that you feel really comfortable with, that you just know they're going to be performers. So that's why I was thinking 5th round, because it was just all right. Yep. Usually when you have 4 players in your roster, those guys should be safe, and then you could take a risk on your wide receiver 3 or whatever you want.
All right. Let's see how much the champion should get of the lion's share, the winning share. You both said 75% when we have ranges here. And that was the number one answer for 36. And you both said that, too. So look at you guys, just like brothers. At the end of the day, you all came back together, even though, once again, Dan Harris, you are right, but not right enough, unfortunately.
It doesn't matter. It's all pride at this point.
It's all pride. But at least you got some answers. That's what you need to do. All right.
Yep.
Max number of teams people feel comfortable with in a league. Dan Harris, you said 16. That is good for number 3.
Okay.
But unfortunately, not good enough. The number one answer is 12, which is what Tag said. So,
12... conservative people. All right, come on, get a little bold.
No, dude,
most people are uncomfortable.
Yeah, have you ever tried to convince your home league to stretch it out to we started as a 10 team to get to 12 was an obstacle. To get to 14, they'd be absolutely not.
First of all, to make any change in a league that's been run in like a home league that's been run for more than a year, you have to basically like draft a constitution to figure out how to do it because nobody will do it. I understand. 12, fine. And 12 is the most fun. I enjoy it. But if you, you get a little crazy, go a little deeper.
Get a little crazy. Get a little nuts. Crazy. All right. Whatever. Let's see. What team do you want no part of in 2021? Self-loathing Jet fan Dan Harris said the Jets, which is good for number two on this list with 12 points. Very good. Of course, a very good answer there for him. But it was not good enough, unfortunately. Nope. The number one answer, clearly the Houston Texans. It is it is a complete disaster over there. 46. So this is getting...
I couldn't get off it when you said it. I was like... I got it. I mean, the game was over. I was like, it's got to be the Jets, which is true. I will not. Although there are a couple intriguing pieces, but for me, I will draft a Texan before a Jet just for this year. Just
all right. So the last question is, and they've got to be specific on the wording here. How many weeks prior to the start of the NFL season do you finish your first mock draft? Now, this is an interesting one. Harris said 2 weeks, which was not good. It was three. Three people said that. So that's the people working. You
know, I thought 2 months, so I said 8 weeks.
8 weeks is actually the third answer. For 8 points. More than 8 weeks, because this is Fantasy Pros, and this is how we roll. These people are doing them in January. Okay, 65. There you go. Everything else was single digits. This was one where you could have made up ground and been respectable.
More than 8 weeks was the number one answer?
More than 8 weeks, 65. The next answer was 4 with 8 and 8 weeks with 8. Oh, wow. So unbelievable there.
This completely makes up for the horrific responses to that fourth question about who was their career year. Because if you guys are drafting more than 8 weeks out, I love all of you. You are brilliant. You are doing things correctly. I completely underestimated you. I was like, well, most casual people, they start mocking like a few weeks before the season. They get really into it. Then they go crazy and they do 10,000 mock drafts in our mock simulator. You guys are drafting more than 8 weeks out. Kudos to you. You guys are right. My bad on criticizing you for that fourth question. Well done. Did I make it up, Joe? Did I make up the ground to catch tags? Because I feel like I might have, right? Maybe?
You covered the spread.
All right, I covered the spread. I will take it.
The final tally here is tags, 326.
Okay.
Danny Boy, 119.
Okay. So, I triple digits.
Triple
everyone.
Digits. Hey. He didn't double you up, so it wasn't like, oh my goodness, you know.
I didn't.
And you know what?
Tripled me up.
More to the point, if you think about it.
I did more than double him up.
Yeah, way more than double Joe. Get your abacus out. No, sorry. Yeah, I mean, Joe.
We learned earlier that Joe is not a math whiz.
I want to reach out.
Honestly, it's not my lack of math skills right now is really just the distraction of how hot it is in this office in the afternoon. Yeah. I am like sweating bullets. It's 100 degrees. I can't put the fan on there because it messes with everything with the sound. And I'm trying to go back and forth. But yes,
326. I'm writing a note.
150 times 2 is 350. So there you go. So
150 times 2 is not 350, but that's fine.
I'm joking. I'm doing a joke.
I'm making a note to myself.
150 times 2 is 300.
What's your note? For Christmas, by Joe and Abacus. Done. You're good. Calculator. We'll be fine next time. Don't worry. You're good. No, Abacus, dude. That's the way it's at. All right. Can't make a mistake. You're fine.
Oh, who makes mistakes here? Nobody makes mistakes in the fantasy community. Everybody knows that. That's right. But wait a minute. You know, you didn't double him up. He had 326. 119 plus 119 is 238.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you mean he more than doubled me up? Is that what you were trying to say?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
All right. Yeah, I don't not buying it. All right. All I know is that what I did at this point, I'm setting up the bid in mid-June, wherever we are. I think this score is very appropriate. Extremely appropriate. Now, if I get a chance to take tags on again and we do it, let's say in like late July, August, I believe that I can cut this deficit to within 120 points. Okay, so I'm gonna put that out there. Okay,
again, it wasn't exactly doubled up.
All right, keep trying to save yourself, man.
Honestly, it's hilarious. I'm just trying to move all these numbers and these pieces around, and I can.
By the way,
that is
the most difficult part of scoring.
Honestly, it kind of is trying to make sure I got that right score from this thing and put it there and do all this stuff. And I got it in the spreadsheet, and it still screwed me up. Anyway,
it's incredibly difficult, and I can say that you did it like 25% as well as I did it. I'm just going to put that out there.
easily, which is twice as good as Tags.
It doesn't matter. If the dude's never going to get a question wrong, he could not know how to do math. Doesn't matter to me.
In all fairness,
he does his job extremely well.
My wretched math skills and how hot it is because the AC is not working currently in the house and it's 92 degrees outside. Yes. All that aside, Harris, you did have two opportunities here to turn the tide of this game.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham.
Yes.
And one of those other quarterbacks, Carson Wentz or Fitz, you had a couple, even Eckler, right? I mean, you had a couple spots here, or really just one name.
The quarterbacks, I thought, wasn't that one?
Oh, no, the quarterbacks was yours, but no, Eckler the big one, and Odell, the big one. Those were the two.
Well, for Odell, totally on me. And actually, it was I had thought about it, initially thought of Odell, kind of was like, maybe not because he didn't play last year, but didn't write it down and then just forgot by the time we got to it because Tags answered 17 in a row correctly. But also the last one about who had their career year, I wasn't in the minds of the people responding, right? I wasn't. I was like, who was crappy and probably never going to be that way again? That's where I was, as opposed to who was absolutely dominant and may not quite reach the level of dominance that they were. So just an error on me. None of it would have made a difference. Tags is the GOAT. If he didn't win this one, I would have protested anyway. So I'm fine with the result. I love Tags. I hope he wins the whole tournament. I hate to say it, Joe, you're in it, but I hope Tags wins the whole tournament because he deserves it.
Wow, thanks, Dan. I'm
that's
right
true.
Here.
I can't wait. I speak the truth.
That's fine. No, that's fine. He's you got any trophies, Smack?
I love
you
Dan. This is,
up there?
This is why I love Dan.
Yeah, I'm honest. I'm very honest. Tags is the GOAT. I can hold up my Trophy Smack stuff. It's like a loser belt.
I don't know if you're... Well, you can, but if you go to fantasypros.com/shop...
Here we go.
Obviously, you get a free $59 ring with the purchase of a trophy or belt. Use the code FANTASYPROS, and that's thanks to our friends at Trophy Smack, which is some pretty cool stuff there. Everybody's got their Trophy Smack. Actually, while we were doing this, the AC guy just called, and that is... very exciting. So I'm going to go back to him because, like I said, we got all the lights on, all these things. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you would like to make a donation to the Send Joey P Back to Math Class Fund, you could do that. Use the code FANTASYPROS. I'm doing my best here to manage it all. And I was an abject failure today, keeping score. And luckily, I get to eventually take on I have to take on Tags now? Is that what happens?
All I know is that you guys are going to need a host if you ever play together, and I'm ready.
A host that can add, because clearly it's not me. It's
true.
But I did add up all the numbers right. I'm literally going to pass out from the heat.
The best part is, even if you were wrong, you'd have to make an error of just unprecedented calculation to have it matter.
But you know what even the best part is? Is that our poor video producer, Chris, is going to have to try to follow around and keep changing these numbers back and forth. And I'm sure that is going to be his living hell.
It's a
and
test.
That
is
it's going to be the greatest.
This is a test for you.
So
Chris,
you know what?
Best.
At the end of the day, it was all worth it. So there you have it. All right. I want to remind everybody, too, while you're at it, don't forget about not only just Trophy Smack, but also Underdog Fantasy. Best Ball Mania 2 going on. Make sure you get involved. Go to underdogfantasy.com. Promo code FANTASYPROS. And don't forget the Omaha Steaks. It's the Father's Day package. Come on, go to omahasteaks.com, and they've got the most incredible package, 59% off right now. You got all the entrees, the get out and grill assortment can be yours for Father's Day. And my goodness, speaking of grill, it's time to flip me around because I am done. I am overdone. I'm jumping in the pool right after this show. That is it. I am out. Dan Harris, well done, my friend.
Thank you. Good job.
You tried your best, and even though it was a failure, we still love you anyway. You're still the most well-liked person here, and that's because we all work for you. And sure. Tags, congratulations on moving on. How do you feel beating up on somebody that didn't have a chance?
I mean,
an old man.
I mean,
an old man you beat up on.
Yeah, I mean, well,
remember, that's why he's tender. Age equals tenderness. I learned that from Omaha Steaks.
And Dan had a long weekend with laser tag and whatnot. So, I mean, I can't fault him for that. So, Dan, what I want you to do, though, however, and if you need help preparing, I'll be here for you, buddy.
I'm ready.
I need you to spank Yates in the loser bracket.
I will. That I will be. I am like right on the precipice of turning the page from baseball. Still be there for our baseball listeners. From baseball to football. And then I'm going to take Yates.
Boom.
And I'm just going to destroy him.
There you go. I like it. There's your trophy smack talk right there. All right, that'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Tags and Dan Harris, I'm delirious and overheated. I'll see you next time, kids. Hope you enjoyed the feud.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.